Module 11, Proofreading and Finishing. The writing process does not end with getting the words on paper or on screen. You also need to review your work carefully. Make sure that it's free from errors. In this module, we will give you an overview of the process of proofreading, peer review, and preparing a manuscript for printing and publishing. A proofreading primer. Proofreading is the systematic check for spelling, punctuation, grammar, and typographical errors. It is different from editing, which is the check for the accuracy, consistency, clarity, and organization of written text. Deliberate time and effort must be given to proofreading. Our minds can easily miss omitted words, incorrect spelling, or improper use of sentence structures unless trained to look for them. This happens particularly when we are proofreading our own work or when we are familiar with the subject matter of the document. Moreover, we think way faster than we can type. The gap between our thinking process and our typing makes it likely that we'd miss certain words out. Spell check and grammar check functions in word processing software are good ways to start the proofreading process. Note, though, that they are not reliable in spotting all errors. In fact, they may even consider correct usage as an error, so be sure to double check. Here are some tips on effective proofreading. Avoid proofreading immediately after writing. If possible, put the materials aside for a few hours before starting the process. At the very least, shift to a critical mindset before proofreading your own work. Go slowly, considering every word. Read what is actually on the page and watch if you're filling in blanks. Look for one error at a time. You can start at different parts of the paper every time to avoid the negative effects of familiarity within the text. How peer review can help. Peer review is the process of submitting your work to the scrutiny of another writer, an expert, or a fellow member of your team, with the goal of getting constructive feedback. Peer review can be done blindly, with the identity of the writers kept from the reviewer or in a more open fashion. Peer review benefits both the writer and the reviewer. The writer gains insight on the quality of their writing, or at least how their work comes across to one reader. They also get advice on the strengths and weaknesses of their writing from someone presumably working in the same context that they do. This advice can help them improve both present and future work. The reviewer, on the other hand, gets to develop their proofreading and editing skills, which can help them in identifying and resolving their own writing issues. It's important that you choose carefully who would review your work. While a fellow team member, a peer, can already be effective in getting valuable feedback, not everyone is effective as a reviewer. If a reviewer does not have enough time to review your work, is biased towards an error, even biased against you, then you might not get good feedback. Printing and publishing. A manuscript can look perfect on your computer screen or on your draft copy, but there's no guarantee that the final printed or published version will be the same. It is important that you take time to anticipate printing and publishing issues when writing. Here are some tips on printing and publishing your business documents. Always check the Print Preview, a function available in most word processing software, before printing a document. Make sure that all text, tables, and graphics are within the page margin and the page is properly laid out. Be careful when changing computers for printing purposes. Opening a document using different software or an outdated software version from the original can result in formatting errors. This is the reason why many prefer to use portable data files, PDF, for printing and publishing. Check your publisher for guidelines on what quality of graphics, pictures, and clip arts you should use. Images of a low pixel count may not translate well on print, depending on the quality of the printer and ink. To be sure, always have a print draft for review before making many copies. Typesetting can introduce errors in a text that weren't there before. Autocorrect functions in word processing software can also introduce errors. Case study. Jenny and Perry had their reports finished but still needed to proofread. In order to get the job done effectively, they needed a second perspective, so they traded papers and performed a peer review. They both spotted some areas that needed improving, and so they both improved their reports. Before printing them out to be delivered, they made sure to check the preview of the print. Perry discovered his settings were wrong, and he set them right before the printout. When the reports were delivered, they were well proofread and printed out perfectly.